This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. This is an advice podcast where me and my wonderful co-host, Melissa DeMonts.
Hello.
Hey. I would like that if you're watching on Patreon, some nice alien hands there.
I come in peace.
Oh, wow. Truly you are. True. I don't know if you come in peace, but truly, I can't even.
I come in messiness.
That's the motto here. So on our show, we give advice ranging from a ton of topics. We talk about sex, we talk about relationships, dating, friendships, family conflicts, mental health, and everything in between. We are not professionals, aside from being professional cunts and professionally the best.
I was like, where are we going with this?
Without a degree.
I have a degree.
I meant a degree in what we're talking about.
Got it.
Yeah. Actually, guys, if you would like to call in and ask fucking questions about Melissa's degree, what you did you graduate with film or fucking like biology?
Biology.
Okay. So if you've
I was in Arkansas. What am I getting a film degree in?
I I went to fucking Riverside and like,
but you were still in California. Like, I feel like Riverside is still like close enough where you actually have like film programs. I did not have a film program there.
That's true. That is true. We're giving advice just from our own life experiences. So if we're bitches and we're cunts, that's the title of the show. You can't blame us. It's not our fault. It's how we give advice to our friends. We're very much about, the friends you go to when you want the truth, the honesty, not the ones you go to and you just want them to be like, yeah, bitch, do it. We'll say that sometimes, but if you're like fucking someone who doesn't have sheets on their bed, like, We're going to tell you to do better.
Mm-hmm. You deserve better.
You do.
Unless you also don't have sheets on your bed, then we're going to tell you need to work on yourself first.
Mm-hmm. And like, I've been there, but like, it was college. And the only reason why I didn't have sheets on my bed is because I barfed on them.
I knew it. I knew how that story was going to go.
Of course it was. So cute. So if you guys want to call in for an upcoming episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. You got to keep that voicemail under 3 minutes long or we will cut you off and then Melissa will come and snip you. Whatever part of your body she decides.
Dealer's choice, baby.
Snip, snip, bitch. It's like the Katy Perry song, Swish. That should have been Snip. That would have saved snip, that bitch. Song. Mm-hmm. Christine Sedelko did all she could. She's in that music video. Did you know that?
Yes, she did know that.
I love her. I forgot. So much.
And then now I remember.
I love her. 3 minutes long is the max amount. And that is so easy. We promise you guys, we recommend that you write down your call before you call us and then you read out loud and you practice. And if you are a frequent listener, you can tell which ones have done that. We say channel your inner Virgo and that's how you will get the best advice because it'll be the most concise because most likely we don't need to hear five times how great his dick is. Like we heard it once and also five times overcompensating. I feel like it's not that good.
Nope, not at all. He's a really great guy though.
He's a really good, I know he murdered someone on accident, but he's a really good guy. I need to go back and listen to that episode. Okay, so we are going to hop into a live update.
Bring her in. All right, so this is from season 5, episode 22. So if you can give us a little backstory from summarizing your first call and then share your update.
Okay, so I was in like an open relationship with this girl and like, not their husband, but I wanted it to be with their husband too. And so basically I was trying to figure out like what I wanted to do there. And like, I had known the husband for a while. Like we had met before like this girl and I had ever started dating because I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I don't want to do that. But then when I met him, I was like, oh, you two are like dope. Like I definitely want to date her. And like, now I want to date you. So. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wait, yeah. So you're an Aquarius, right? Was that did I remember that correctly? Okay. Yeah. I remember that now. Wow. Oh my God. I'm so excited for the update. Okay.
It got really intense. Okay. Okay. So we started dating like the beginning of the year and then like, we kind of like were getting serious right as quarantine happened. And so then we were quarantined from each other for like a month or so. And like right into the beginning of quarantine, she made an OnlyFans and didn't tell me. Ooh. And yeah, so I was kind of like, oh, all right, that's strange. But I didn't like bring it up because I thought she would eventually bring it up. And then she didn't. And then when we saw each other like a month later in May, I brought it up and I was like, hey, you made an OnlyFans and like you didn't tell me. And she was like,
How'd you find it?
She posted it on like her Instagram story.
Oh, she wanted people to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She was like promoing and like, I think she just kind of thought she didn't tell me whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then I was kind of, she was like, oh, are you okay with it? And I was like, yes, but no, because like you didn't tell me. So I'm like feeling a little awkward, but like, it's not like you can have it. It's fine. And, but then like the next day she broke up with me because she was like, okay, we don't share the same views and stuff. And I was just like really hurt because it was like 2 days before I got laid off from work. Yeah. And so then we spent a couple of weeks apart. And then when we got back together and well, not back together, but like when we saw each other again, She was like friends with benefits. And I was like, oh yeah, friends with benefits sounds cool. And so we were good for a while until she ended up going to a COVID party like a week or two ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And at first I was like, oh, it can't be that bad. Like, it's fine. And like, it was only like 8 to 10 people, but it was still like, she didn't know like anyone there except her one friend, and it was for her birthday. Like, yeah. And then she just kind of got really weird, and I had a really shitty week, and I was like, hey, I really need to talk to you about this. But also like with the friends with benefits, she was starting to like lax a little bit, and she was kind of like not really putting like, not necessarily me first, but she wasn't like giving as much. And so then she like blew up on me the other day, and like this was like a week ago, she blew up on me, told me I was like this terrible person. And then I was kind of like, what? Like, I want to be your friend. Like, I'm sad. I want to talk to you about being sad. And then, yeah. So now we're not talking, and yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that's the thing that people don't get with friends with benefits, that like, the first word is friend. Like, we have to be like, you know, like mutually agreed upon things. But friends with benefits after you've like had feelings is fucking hard.
Murky.
Yeah. And it was cool because like we weren't really like in love when we were dating. Like, it didn't get to that. It was like about that part. So it was like, okay, we can totally like disband and be friends with benefits.
Yeah.
But then like I would bring up like wanting to hook up or something, or like making out, or like going somewhere, or like taking pictures for her OnlyFans. And she would always be like, oh no. And then she would bring it up to me. And then I would be like, oh, that's weird. Like, you don't want me bringing it up to you, but you'll bring it up to me. Like,
ew.
Oh yeah, that's odd. And especially like you saying like she broke up with you the first time because she said that you didn't have like the same beliefs as her, but like you're out here offering to take pictures for the OnlyFans. So what was the actual reason?
Oh yeah. I don't know, she gave me like some really like, it was something about like our views are different and therefore like we can't date, but like we can be friends. And it was just like a really like, she was just kind of making the rules as she went, kind of.
Are you done? I think you should be done.
Yeah, with her. I kind of like want to still be friends, but only because like I'm in a new city and like I don't really have any friends in the city except for her. She was like my only friend that like I was seeing. So now mm-hmm. it's kind of like just me and my cats, but I'm
yeah.
kind of done with the situation.
Yeah.
I think you should be done. As someone who has been like in, I think if she can introduce you, you know, virtually at this point to like friends who will be good for you in a new city, then yeah. like, fuck yes. But as somebody who's like been in a new city and like I've settled for some shitty fucking friends. Mm-hmm. And as much as it feels like it doesn't take it out of you, it does. Because then what I call it is like your barometer for other friendships is you just kind of, when you take people for what they're worth, like that's a great thing to do when you have really fucking great people in your life, because then everyone else is bonus. But otherwise, like for me, like it just like made my expectations and standards of friends so much fucking harder to find, because then people disappoint you. And like, she just sounds like she's fucking disappointing. And yeah. like, if you're having like a shit day or whatever, like, yeah, you want a friend who you can like actually like talk to and like call and all of that kind of shit. And like, it's, she doesn't seem like
yeah
that.
Don't settle for less than you're worth.
Mm-mm.
I have one other question. Did you ever bring up anything about the husband?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so actually something kind of came up about that when we were like in our friends with benefits thing. Mm-hmm. And I cut his hair when I was over their place, and then they were like, oh, now we need to shower. And I was like, oh, but then I like just scared myself out of it and like didn't do it. And I'm so sad I didn't now, because like now I won't have that opportunity again. Uh-huh. But
I mean, maybe it's for the best. Wild. Thank you so much for giving the update and wishing you nothing but good friends and not her and yeah. not shitty people.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a lot.
It is a lot to process, but it went in a different direction than I thought it was going to go in, because I thought they were going to like talk to the husband and then, you know, mm-hmm. have this big open thing. But you know, it seems like this thing called COVID-19 just kind of throws a wrench in everything, and then people show their true colors.
Yeah. And that's the part that's alarming, is like we want to think that like, oh, everyone's, we're putting strain on people, and so people are doing things that they wouldn't normally do. And I'm like, actually, No, this is welcome to the zombie apocalypse. It's the end of the world, and this is how they behave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, just okay. Well, fuck.
Cool.
So, but yeah. So, should we hop in to the rest of our episode?
No, let's do it.
Woo-hoo.
So, hi, Megan and Melissa, and happy quarantine. I'm 22. I'm an Aries. And I just have a little bit of something I want advice on. I've been friends with benefits with this one guy for about 3 years. I don't know his zodiac sign, so I don't know that much about him. However, he just started recently dating a girl and told me that he does but not want to hook up with me anymore, which is fine. Respect that. I've got plenty of post on the side. However, he messages me once a week asking for pictures or videos, and you know, I'm not gonna be completely honest, I have sent a few pictures a couple times and went on with sexting and getting attention from him, but then I started to feel bad because I wouldn't want that done to me, so I told him I'm not gonna do that anymore for respect out of his girlfriend, and he said that they're not that serious, and if he is messaging me, then that means it's okay for me to be sending photos and pictures and whatever. I was like so brought, like taken back by that, that just means it's okay. So basically he's an asshole, which never bothered me because I wasn't looking to date him or anything, just fuck. Should I tell the girlfriend? I don't have proof of it because it was all happened on Snapchat and I don't save my messages and neither does he. So basically it'd be all word of mouth and she'd have to believe me. So I don't know. And then I don't want to tell her because I'm not trying to gain anything out of it besides like let this girl know what he's doing and that he said it's okay if he messages me first because that means it's okay. And they're not that serious, but I don't even know if they're that serious. I don't have him or her on social media, so I don't really know. But I do know her name. But I guess all I'm asking is, should I tell her? All right, thanks. That was kind of messy. Thank you, bye.
It's all messy.
It's all messy. I just want to say, we fucking respect the honesty here. Like, mm-hmm. This is like owning up and being like, I'm not going to lie, I did send it like X, Y, and Z is great because usually when we have updates on callback stuff, this is when we find this shit out. Yeah. So this like right off the bat, fucking great. His logic is so flawed.
It is so flawed. But I also like that she said, I'm an Aries. I don't know his sign because I don't know anything about him, which this is how if you're just friends with benefits with a person, this is how your life should be. Like, you shouldn't know too much about them because then you're going to catch feelings.
I truly think that, like, friends with benefits, the idea of friends with benefits, we need to get rid of that term. And we just need to go back what we used to say in high school. You're my fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Like, fuck buddy. You are my buddy for fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where we fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's too hard because even, hey, our update, that friends with benefits thing, because then it's like, how much of friendship do you have? And then like you blur all those lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his logic, it's okay if I'm texting you because I texted you first, which means it's okay.
No, that makes zero sense.
What?
Zero sense at all.
I don't even know where he's trying to go with it.
No. He's just trying to keep it going. If I were you, I don't know. And this would be like ideal Melissa, that like if I was writing the fictional version of me, then this would be what I would do is like every time he asked me for a picture, I'll put it on OnlyFans where it's just me and he's the only follower and he has to pay me to get the pictures or video because you said it was pictures and video.
I truly think we should normalize charging for nudes.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it's someone who you're like not receiving anything from, and like when I say receiving, I mean something you want, not a mm-hmm. fucking dick pic. Like unless you're getting something in pay up, bitch.
Yeah.
These aren't free. Mm-hmm. People will pay for this shit. Yep. Normalize charging for your fucking nudes.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. No matter how much proof you have or anything like that, if someone wants to believe you, they'll believe you. If she wants to believe him, she'll believe him. So like, I know that the proof thing might make you feel like, oh, I can't go to her because I don't have proof. She's either going to believe you or she's not. And more likely than not, when we say like, tell the girl, like tell the other person in the situation, it's not to get them to like leave their partner or recognize all of it. It's just to plant the seed. It's just to plant the seed because it takes a while usually, but it becomes that thing in the back of the head.
It does. But also in this instance, when we're like, tell the other person, it's usually something like the other person like tried to hook up with them and then they didn't do anything in return. But in this case, she did send the pictures when she knew that the other girl was in the picture. So I don't think you should tell her because you were both in the wrong. I just think you should just cut it off from now on.
Yeah. I mean, I see that, but I think if you tell her, that and you say, hey, I like kind of like what you said here. It's like we were fuck buddies for like a while and like I don't have any like residual feelings for him. Like I really want to make that clear. And like I'm not trying to date him or anything like that. But like I don't think when we say like you shouldn't tell somebody if you're gaining something from it, I think in this situation, like this is kind of like I would think of this more like an apology. Most of the time, the apology is for the person giving the apology. So it's kind of like, hey, this thing happened and I'm going to be honest with you. Like I knew he had a girlfriend and I sent a couple pictures back and forth and like, it's been eating away at me and like guilty conscience. And like, I have not done it since, but like, I feel bad about it.
But that's all about you though. Like, I don't think that like you would do it because you feel bad. And now you're taking this and putting this on somebody else. Like maybe she didn't want to know.
That's what it has to boil down to. Cause mm-hmm. I would want to know.
And she might not want to know.
And the thing, but the only way that the call that you have to make as like the caller, the call you have to make is, would you want to know? Like, it's not about whether I would want to know, whether you wouldn't want to know or someone else wouldn't want to know. It's like, if you were in this position, like you personally, and this was you, would you want to know? And then if you have any mutual friends with her and like you can kind of just like not ask them about it, but like kind of suss out like who she is or something, if that would be the seriousness of the relationship, like you stalk them on social media and something like that. Like, I think it's like a 50-50 chance. Either she wants to know or she doesn't. But the only way that you can make that call is like, if you were in her shoes, what would you want? And if you wouldn't want to know.
See, that's like the thing where like sometimes when people like cheat and like they tell their partner and their partner's like, you told me because you felt guilty. Now I have this too because it was on your conscience. And some people have that mentality. Like they don't want to ever know. And you're telling me because you felt guilty.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, I think of all of the motives behind telling someone something, like if it's like guilt, feeling guilty about it versus I want you guys to break up because I want to be with him in mm-hmm. that kind of a way. But I think, it's, you can't know, like, mm-hmm. it's like impossible and really hard to know. And like, you could also just like, make a fucking fake Instagram account and like say like a portion of it, like in something, like it's not so, like you could, if you want to just plant the seed for it. But if he's like a really shitty dude, or if he's doing this with like other girls, like you could do more background sleuthing on like how serious their relationship is, if he's doing this with other girls, like X, Y, and Z, all of that kind of stuff, to then feel like, okay, more likely than not, anybody would want to know this shit because this is like a massive like deceit or like character trait, like something that he's like very, very different. But
I think that they are more serious than he's letting on, because why would he end your friends with benefits thing if it wasn't?
That's true. You're right. Yeah, actually, you're so spot on. That's so true. I mean, I would want to know, like point blank, I would want to know what I would rather hear it from like a partner. Totally. But like, if it's from a girl who like hooked up, like I would still regardless of how I got the information, I would want to know the information, but that's me. That's my person. I need to know, as my therapist says, Megan leaves no rock unturned, and she doesn't even want to get rid of the rocks. She wants all of them. So I want to see them all
accumulated
all the fucking time. I need to know where I need to know everything. But that's like me. And if you're conscious, if you're guilty conscious, I know if it was me in that situation, I would feel so guilty because like, I guess it has to depend because I guess I'm coming at it from the point of I would feel guilty, but like I would feel guilty because if it was me in the situation, I would want to know. And like, I wasn't telling. That's like, but if you feel guilty just because you're like, oh, I fucked up. Like I hooked up with him and I shouldn't have. And it's not about like the continued deceit to her. That's like, you just have to weigh it and like make that choice. But like, again, it's 50-50 or either like, and you can't know. It's so fucking subjective.
Yep.
But I think the more research that you do, the more you can like deep dive into it and make that call. But yeah. It also depends on how long they've been dating, which but if they've been dating for not a long time, that to me, more grounds to totally say it. Because like, it's more likely than it's either going to be like a full deal breaker and she's like, okay, I'm done. Because that's like the stage of a relationship where like, you're not so invested, but like, it's either like, okay, it's so early on, who cares? Or like, it's so early on and this is already a thing I don't like, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I think that's like probably an easier way, but.
Let us know what you decide.
And start charging for those nudes, girl.
Yeah.
Start charging for,
Hi, Megan and Melissa, and probably no guests because quarantine. I am 25. I'm a Pisces sun, Virgo moon, and Leo rising. Got a lot going on there. I'm calling because I have a girl that I want to be friends with. We had been friends like 10 years ago, like back in junior high school. And then her and I kind of developed a crush on each other. And we sort of hooked up at one point. I believe she was dating her current boyfriend at the time. So her and her boyfriend have been together at least 4 years. That's how old their daughter is. And I've been with my boyfriend 3.5 years, pretty much 4 years because we talked for 6 months before that. So my friend's mom reached out to me because my friend has just been super lonely. Basically, she just works and is a mom, and that's about it. Well, I went to go visit her at her work, and it was great. She unblocked my phone number, and, you know, we were planning to, like, reconnect even more and whatnot. However, she ended up blocking my phone number again. I'm assuming it's her boyfriend, and I feel weird just, like, sneaking around. Like, I don't want to have to hide from her boyfriend. It feels weird. It feels intimate, and it feels wrong. Like, maybe I'm romanticizing it, but it almost feels romantic and intimate to kind of, like, sneak around and hide it from him. And then I'm afraid that maybe I might start, you know, romanticizing this and, like, I don't know, develop more feelings for her. So basically my question is, how do I try to pursue this friendship? Should I just say fuck it and not even worry about it? Like, let her do her thing? I don't know. I could really use some advice. So thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Your podcast is fucking amazing. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Wow. This is a lot.
It is.
I'm romanticizing it.
But we're missing some information. Why did she block you to begin with? Did her current boyfriend find out that you guys kind of hooked up? Also, what's kind of hooked up? You just like had a
I was picturing like junior high. Because that's when they became friends.
Little, just got a pinky in.
Okay, let's pretend you're over 18 when we're talking about that part, but yeah.
No, she's older than that.
No, but she said that they, do you think they hooked up as like when they were, I thought they were like, when she's,
if she's like, been like dating, if they're both been dating people for 4 years, I would think they're over 18 by now, right?
No, yeah. I just wondered if they hooked up. In my mind, it was like junior high. It's like a dance. They're each other's first kiss or something like that. Or do you think it was like high school or like later on? That they hooked up.
Was later on, but I made it
like a cute little Disney movie. I loved it. Yeah, this is odd. This is weird. Like,
yeah.
I think you're spot on. If you think it's her boyfriend, then it's probably her boyfriend. Like, we can't know that, but if that's what your gut goes to, and like that there was like weirdness there, like, then I would assume that that probably is it. But I think from there, you kind of have to like, does your boyfriend have an issue with her? And if he doesn't have an issue with her, then it's either her boyfriend's got some homophobia issues that like he
but
needs
maybe
to work
it's
out.
Not homophobia, but continue your thought and then like, I'll come.
Or, maybe she had more feelings for you than she let on.
Yeah.
And like you kind of, you like very friendly and like your boyfriend like didn't have anything to be worried about. But like the way that she's talked about you or the feelings that she had for you or like maybe they're a lot bigger. And so like you're a threat, like he feels like you're a threat to the relationship.
Yeah,
not because like same sex, but just because.
Yeah. And you also said that you might catch feelings for her too. So I'm thinking role reversal. Let's say it was my boyfriend, if I had one, and then this girl that he used to like kind of like, and they kind of hooked up with, then we first started talking, and then they stopped, like since we were moving forward in our relationship, then they stopped talking, he blocked her. And then years later, she comes back into the life and like trying to rekindle this thing. Like, I can understand if he's the one that's doing the blocking or she feels a little uneasy about it, especially if her mom doesn't know what went down between you guys.
Yeah. And did your friendship end over something platonic or like, was like the hook, like where, what was the ending of, was it an ending of like a friendship or were you guys more than friends at that time? Or did it have anything to do with like pursuing anything more than friends? Because like it is a breakup and a friendship is really, really, really different. And so her boyfriend in this situation seems to be, you're treating this how you've described it. It's rekindling a friendship, and how he's treating it, it's like an ex coming back into the
because
picture.
It happened when he first started dating her. They were actually like dating. You did say, I think she did say that they were dating at the time. So if he knows that,
Yeah. And if, like you said, you made a good point. Like if you're already saying, I'm afraid I'm going to romanticize it. Like, I think there's one of two things. You guys either need to break up with your boyfriends or have a conversation. I mean, it doesn't seem like that her boyfriend's cool with it, but like, I think there's too many feelings there for you guys to either be, I think it's your not friends or you're more than friends, because I don't think, even if you don't feel in this situation, either you both want to be more than friends or one of you, like there are different varying levels of
and
this.
She's,
but neither
we
of you
already
are fully
know
platonic.
How the caller feels. She said that I'm afraid that I could catch feelings for her.
And yeah, and
words.
It's just
that
sneaking around, sending text messages. If that romanticizes it enough, those feelings are already there.
Yeah.
Already there.
So if you guys like got back into your friendship as it was, then I would not want my significant other hanging out with somebody that has feelings for them.
Yeah, it's wild. And it's also hard because you don't know if she has those, if she's blocking you or if she has those feelings or if it's her boyfriend blocking you. And so it's like a, How do you do that? I mean, I think they just have to reflect on your own relationship. Are you happy in your relationship? Are you interested in like adding another, like having more of like an open relationship, or are you interested in like pursuing a relationship with her? Or, and then even take her out of the picture. Are you happy in your relationship? Do you want to pursue another relationship in general? Like, is this kind of that escapism that like you're like longing for, or is it just kind of romanticizing where it's mm-hmm. like, oh, she did, like this got blocked and like maybe this. And then I would say just like get a good book, like read a good book, like yeah. something that'll immerse you in that. And then don't pursue the friendship.
Yep. Cause I feel like it's something where you're like, she might have been the one that got away, and now you're using the excuse of her mom contacting you mm-hmm. to reach out to her again. But also they have a child together, and you should not like, that complicates things even more. So it's not like he's just her boyfriend too.
Yeah. No, that's really true, because that also inserting yourself in there, even in a friendship, if he's not comfortable with it, changes their parenting dynamic mm-hmm. and that will fuck up the kid, and then the kid will have to be in therapy. But I also wonder if the mom, now I really understand why you said the word romanticize, because this is really easy to like, I'm making these jumps, not that they're necessarily jumps, but like the mom calls, the daughter's really like lonely, unhappy. You know what I hear? If I had previous feelings for this girl's unhappy in her relationship, and her mom's calling me because I made her happy. And even if the mom didn't know that you guys like had a sort of thing in feelings there, like even how you said, like you guys met in middle school, like it's very easy for me. I want to watch this movie. Like, it's very easy to get caught up in all of that kind of stuff, but you have to reflect on, is this how you feel, or is this like what's been put in front of you? It's like this, is this what you want to eat for dinner? Is this what's been put in front of you? And you're like, okay, I'll eat this. Mm-hmm. Like, this is here. Like, let me like, pussy fell in your lap. Like, do you want to do this? And this also can be like a great time to like, yeah, again, reflect and recognize that if you are like, maybe this is about how your relationship's not exactly what is fulfilling you right now. And it's not about her specifically. Maybe it is about her specifically. But you're right. There's a kid. So tread very lightly.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Today's episode is brought to you by a sponsor we love, 310 Nutrition. 310 Nutrition is helping us, you, our listeners, in the new year with protein and superfood rich products with so many options and flavors for your personal preferences. They're adding new products all of the time, and I just got my, I mean, I didn't just get my package. I just got a secondary of my package. And I, as someone who needs electrolytes to function, there it's like elixir from the gods. I cannot sing their praises enough, specifically the cucumber flavor of this electrolyte mix is delicious. Like it's so good. I've even like had it on like ice and been like, I'm drinking like a drink. Like you can throw a little straw in there. And it's delicious. It's so good. And I love, they're filled with so many great ingredients that really help if you're like me and you like, you know, medically need some electrolytes, but also if you're working out, if you're sweating, hot summer day, you're going to an amusement park, you're on your feet for a long period of time, all of that. Most of us are not getting the electrolytes we need.
Yeah, I drink mine specifically when I am working out. It's my beverage while I'm working out. I just take one stick of the hydrate, mix it in with my bottle of water. 16 ounces of water can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water if you got that hydrate in there. They also have the all-in-one shakes, which I absolutely love. I'm running low, so I gotta get some more. But I love the chocolate bliss, the vanilla cream, the caramel sundae. I have all three of those flavors. Sometimes I mix and match them. Sometimes I'll use it when I'm baking, or I'll just drink it straight. And they're so good. They have a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that makes it so delicious. You can get fiber and superfood blends with more than 25 organic fibers and superfoods blended into one easy, delicious shake. And they also have 310's 4-shake flavor starter kit, which lets you sample all the flavors for only $9.
Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with Don't Blame Me and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and super easy to put together an order, or you can start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code BLAMEME right now for 50% off up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code BLAMEME. Okay, guys, we are back from our break, and we're going to get into the rest of the calls.
Hey, Megan and Melissa. So my issue is my sister has not been working for the past 2 months. She quit her job a while ago because it wasn't what she wanted anymore, and I get that. I definitely get that, especially with the current time. But my issue with that is her still expecting me to be her primary babysitter for my 1-year-old nephew, who I love to bits. Like, he is the light of my life. Like, I would do anything for the kid. But since she hasn't had a job, she has stopped paying me for the days that I watch him. But yet, when I can't watch him and her stepdaughter can, she still pays her. Even though when she watches him, it's literally just for an hour most of the time. And she just sits on the couch and watches Frozen with him. As where I will literally be there from like 7-8 o'clock in the morning until like 9 o'clock at night. And I just, how do I go about telling her that, like, I would appreciate getting paid again, or else I'm going to stop watching him, even though I don't want to not see him. But I just, it's frustrating not getting paid for the work that you're doing, because it is on my days off from my full-time job that I watch him. And I'm a CNA, so I literally spend my life taking care of people. So then to, on my days off, take care of people, again, it's just, I don't know. I would just like to get paid, and I don't know how to go about telling her without seeming rude about it. I don't know. If you could help, that'd be nice. Either way, hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Okay, bye.
Where is she?
What is she doing during the day? Is that your question? Because, like, that's my question too.
Because, like, I get why. I don't get, no, like, not offense to you, no offense to you, caller at all. I don't know why, like, what she needs you for. The other thing makes total sense. Oh, an hour, something like, oh, she just watches, like, the, what is it, stepdaughter, sister-in-law, stepdaughter, like, watches, like, the baby for an hour while she's, like, shower, like, going to, like, wash her hair, or, like, has, like, a call, like, something, like, that makes sense. But, like, the whole debt, that thing, I'm like, what is, like, not
what's
in, like,
she
the
doing? Like, I mean, we're in a pandemic. Like, honestly, if she's not going to work, what is she doing for a whole day? Like, is she working on, like, what she actually wants to work on? Like, is she building a portfolio for something? Making a business plan? But,
and it sounds routine. Like, it sounds like this is, like, a regular thing that you're doing for, or that it's expected of you to do for her for this, like, amount of, like, time. And I'm just, I'm like, that's my first question. What's she, like, doing? Because, like, I think it does really, like, if she's being fucking reckless during a pandemic, then it's kind of like, you know, or is she really work? Like, I'm high key confused.
So what I would do, but this is, you want a non-brood thing to do, but here's my rude thing.
Oh, I have a non-brood thing to do.
I'll start with this. I would just, next time that I go to her house, I would have Bitch Better Have My Money blasting as I pulled into the driveway, and then switch it to my phone and continue it blasting until I walk into the house, and then turn it off. And then when she comes back home, play it again. You know, just to get the message.
Teach the baby how to save. Pay her. I mean, I I mean, the thing is that's how you can get your money. But my non-confrontational version of it is cutting your losses for the money that she hasn't paid you. And the next time she asks, just say, I would love to, you know how much I love him. I just can't, I can't, like, afford to work on my day off. Like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it might be that the stepdaughter doesn't have a job, and this is kind of like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's an hour. So it's a lot less money and doing all of that kind of stuff. And so, but you already have she might be seeing this as, you already have a full-time job. So, like, you don't need the money for it.
So you're just hanging out with your nephew.
Yeah.
But she already set the groundwork that you were being paid for this work.
And on your days off. And also, like, that's not, that's so, it's a regularly scheduled thing. And, like, that's not, like, babysitting. Like, that's like a very different.
It's like you're expectation. Like a part-time nanny.
Yeah. Like, you're a nanny on your days off. Mm-hmm. And unless that she had, like, been explicit with you on, like, the, hey, I lost my job. It's like, I can't afford to pay you right now. I totally understand if you can't watch him. Mm-hmm. And, like,
but she didn't lose her job. She quit her job. without having a backup.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's just, it is, if she can't afford to pay, if she can't afford to pay for you to like do this, I'm curious what she's doing that she, because right now it seems like a luxury. Like she just has her sister who can like watch the babies like for a full day when she like wants to do whatever she wants to do. And she doesn't have to pay you. But like, if it's something that it's like, oh, and it sounds like from how you've talked, like you seem like a great person, but it sounds like if this was, oh, I'm spending like 12 hours, like one day a week, I'm spending 12 hours a day just applying to jobs and doing all that stuff. And I'm just like locking myself in the office and doing that. And like, that's temporary. And that's not a care. That's not babysitting. That's helping your sister out and with the baby versus like, you're my free babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there doesn't seem like to be like enough of like an explanation that she's given you at all. But yeah, I would just say that the next time, because, and if she's like, what you are like, what do you mean? Like, you're still like making the same amount of money you have from your job. It's like, yeah, but I only get like 2 days off and like, I work really, really long shifts and like, yeah, like I'm making like money from it, but like on my off days, like I can't really spend like X amount of hours doing something on the days I'm supposed to be relaxing unless I'm also gonna like unless I'm working again and like I obviously like still want to hang out and like, you know, go like visit and hang out and all of that stuff, but not when you're there's a lot of things expected of you. But that's what I would, that's truly what I would do.
Next call.
Hi, Melissa and Megan. The other day I sent one of the messages and it was all over the place. So I'm going to start over now that I've kind of calmed down and have like all the information. So the other day, my fiance told me that he found out something about a coworker. He is a manager at a fast food chain. And he found out from another coworker that one of his colleagues who works there are a former porn star. And I kind of did my research because it made me kind of uncomfortable. And she's like, she was a semi-famous porn star. Like, she's on big porn channels and she is ranked pretty high on Pornhub and all this stuff. And her background, he used to have a porn addiction and he's gotten over that. He doesn't watch porn anymore. We talk about it like all the time, not in a negative way, but just anytime he has feelings or anything, we talk about that so he doesn't go back to that addiction. And I just feel like really uncomfortable knowing that he works with this person. He talks to her almost every day. And I just feel so uncomfortable knowing that he's working with like a porn star. She still has like an active porn star Twitter where she likes some Snapchats and stuff. And I don't have anything against sex work at all. I feel like that's like something that people do and it's like okay, but I'm just afraid that this is going to trigger his porn addiction again because he knows this girl, she's really pretty, like now he knows that she's a porn star and I know that he's looked over her page because a coworker showed it. So I don't know, I'm just anxious and all these things. Hopefully you guys can help me not feel so anxious. Sorry for sending two messages. Love your guys' show. Bye.
Let's start addressing with the term porn addiction. I urge everybody to do some research and some Googling about this. If you come from a religious background or you are actively involved in a religious organization, a lot of the rhetoric about porn addiction has come from religious communities. No knock to any sort of religion. It's just a lot of it has come from it being, we're making this, it's like the science of sin, essentially. Mm-hmm. And porn addiction has been in like mainstream, not religious cultures, has been studied by scientists and has not been, as of now, from what my Googling and from the last time we've talked about porn on here, it's, the World Health Organization added it in, compulsive sexual behavior is a part of, that's been recognized. It's sexual activities becoming a central focus where they neglect their healthcare interests, activities, and responsibilities. But a lot of study, it's still not decided even, like a lot of studies are saying, like your brain doesn't react in the same way to like what the signals in your brain that send off when you have an addiction to something doesn't send off the same with porn necessarily. So it's also really hard to discuss porn addiction as a whole because the term like porn, like it's because it has been so inundated by the fact that like, oh, porn is bad. Porn is dirty. Porn is like sexual, like this is all bad things. So therefore enjoying this is bad as a whole. And like any sort of what the level of like what addiction is of it. And it's like this taboo thing that like in a lot of religions will make you like question your relationship. Like they say like this person's questioning their relationship and all of this other stuff is just hard because when there's an addiction, you don't have like a healthy, if you're recovering from like if you're in recovery from drugs, you don't casually then just continue to take drugs. It's nothing. And that's like with porn, you don't watch porn. Like that's like, you, like not any of that stuff. And that's also shutting off a lot of just like sexual nature in general. And like that becomes so much more of like a bigger issue. And oh yeah, it's porn addiction is not recognized as the, in one of these other things, but scientists point out the studies have so far either been poorly organized or have struggled defining what actually would make this an actual addiction. There's a lot of articles about, if you look up, is porn addiction real? There's like a lot of articles from psychologists talking about what makes the like levels of it, because there's no way to talk about this without slut shaming and sex shaming, and that's
Work shaming.
Yeah. And
just because your boyfriend had a quote unquote porn addiction doesn't mean that this woman working near him is going to drive him to dive back into that. Like, that's so unfair to him, and it's so unfair especially to her. Like, this is something, yeah, she's still, you like pointed out, she's still active and she's still doing Twitter. Like, what does that have to do with anything? This is her life. That's what she wants to do. She has multiple jobs, multiple streams of income. Great for her. Like, don't think just because this lady is there working by your boyfriend that that's going to trigger him to get back into this porn lifestyle. Like, he is either going to do it or he's not, and her being there isn't going to change anything. And then his coworker sending him the photos, like, all your boyfriend had to do was just say no and then close it out, and that's it. Like, everything that they're doing is so disrespectful to this woman when all she's doing is working.
And this logic that you caller have is what was she wearing logic. This mm-hmm. is, you can't wear a tank top because it will distract the boys. Oh, you're wearing a short skirt. Of course you're going to get sexually harassed. Like, that's what that's the logic that you're going based off of, is that her existence, other people will not be able to control their impulses because of her existence mm-hmm. and because of what she's doing. And even how you discussed, you need to do some internalized reflecting and some research and understanding more about sex work, because even you saying like, I'm fine. Like, what it is, you're not.
You're so not fine.
You're so not fine. Like, there's a lot of judgment in in how you talk about the situation, but even when you explicitly address, like, I'm fine with sex workers, you're not. Like, you're not. And the biggest issue in all this is, like you're saying, is how everyone's like, this is her fucking, first of all, that's her other job. And this is her other current fucking job. Mm-hmm. It is not any, but no one should be fucking sending her pictures and all of that kind of shit around. No. If she wants to talk about it and she wants to, like, oh, it's like, yeah, I do, for 100%. If someone wants to ask her a question and say, like, hey, and then she's like, actually, I don't feel comfortable talking about that here. Great. Cool. You shut it fucking down. Like, them sending around all of that shit. No. And the reason is not because, like, oh, it's shameful at all. It's like, no, but this is her. That's her body. That's her line of work. And we're at a different line of work. Mm-hmm. I'm not bringing up your fucking divorce here. Like, that's like, we're not talking about that kind of, like, we're not bringing in all of this other shit that has nothing to do with us, or information that you've gotten from me, not from me, like, from online, all of this other, if I haven't told you some shit, don't fucking, like, that's, it's just so fucked up.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend is telling you, because, like, if he's even making it seem like, well, I don't know. Like, I just, this is not, I, like, you can fucking watch porn and you can like porn. Has he gone to therapy? Has he gone to, like, a non-religious affiliated therapy? Like, and talked to his therapist? I asked my therapist once about porn and she was like, no, it's not real addiction. Like, it's not, like, and she's like, it's very much like, you know, therapist to therapist will tell you, but, like, there is no concrete, like, there's no singular answer to it. And she's like, it can be like, she's like, but she referred it the same way as kind of like weed. And I literally, at this point, I spend most of my time talking to my therapist, just like asking her questions. I'm like, what is this like? But like, it, like, in the same way, it's like, you can have a dependency on, like, escapism, but it's not that thing.
Like, yeah, it's like people that have partners that don't appreciate them watching porn get caught. And then they use that as an excuse of, I have a porn addiction.
Yeah. Or the shame of, like, you don't want your partner to watch porn because you've been taught that porn is bad and it creates, like, all of these terrible things. And it means that your partner won't, like, love you and care about you and will treat you terribly. No. And this is the other thing that, like, needs to be addressed, because, like, when we're talking about all of this fucking shit with porn and, like, how, like, soap, there are parts of porn that are really bad that we need to address. But talking mm-hmm. about porn as a whole like this is all we're doing is slut shaming people who are involved and all of that. And so then they're not actually getting the help that they need in this. It's like, okay, so how about places like Pornhub not adequately paying people for their porn, and then also them not owning any rights to anything that they're in, and that they mm-hmm. can't get anything taken down.
And how they also that? Don't, like, scan a lot of the things that are on their sites, like, as far as, like, seeing if this is, like, from a, like, reputable place. It's, some people can just be dumping stuff on there that isn't, like, done in fair practice.
Yeah. And there's just so many things that, like, we need to protect sex workers. They need to be given benefits and health insurance, and, like, once everything being regulated in all this way, so people can be, like, taken care of and making sure that they're being safe and healthy and through all of it. And when we talk about it as a whole, as, like, porn in itself is the problem. Anyone involved in porn is an enabler of the bigger problem, which mm-hmm. is, no, some parts of the industry are really fucked up, but that doesn't make the concept and the whole as a bad. It makes these parts that need to be addressed. But when we talk about it like this big issue, then, like, it's just so unbelievably backwards. And I urge everybody, because I think this is one of the things, this is like the Save the Children thing that, like, got infiltrated in, that has religious ties and got infiltrated into, like, mainstream media everywhere. And people are seeing these kind of, like, headlines or things that kind of, like, that validate that insecurity that people might have, like, about, like, oh, sex, I don't feel like I'm good enough. Like, I mean, fucking, like, the patriarchy has, like, made women feel, like, inadequate forever. And then we have this, like, epitome of, like, what perfect women are and, like, sexual and doing all of this stuff, that we have this competition with them. And then when we see this stuff that's, like, validating those feelings that we have, that shouldn't be a thing, we have to acknowledge where that's coming from. So when mm-hmm. that's coming from religious organizations and all of that kind of stuff, it's outline porn. It's outline, and it's not just outline porn, because, and then it's like, oh, well, because we don't know how they get the videos on there, and like it, like some child, sex trafficking, all of that stuff. They also want to, no OnlyFans, no nudes in general, no sexual, none of it.
Yeah.
None of it.
Like OnlyFans is literally taking ownership of what you're doing. That's what it's about.
And the amount of times I've had conversations where I'm like, I thought that was the whole point. And it's like, well, no, it's like, no, it's like that. Well, that it's like unrealistic standards about like women and stuff. I'm like, that's not the porn is not the patriarchy. Porn is not the fucking issue with the patriarchy at all. At fucking all. But the objectifying and not treating any of these people like actual people or women or like fulfilling that, like, yeah, that's no, that's or and like when people want to talk about like any sort of like really aggressive or like violent fantasy aspects of sort of things, whatever. I'm like, and if things are regulated, then you can make sure that people involved in those videos and doing everything is consenting to do all of that stuff. And it's something that they want to do, something they're being adequately paid for, and that they're in control of the situation. But like someone else's kinks is not, that's not the issue. It's like shaming people for any of that or X, Y, and Z and all of that. And I will straight up just fucking, if your fucking partner treats you like shit, and like makes you feel bad about your body and all of that stuff, and they blame it on porn, that's their issue. That's not porn. they're just a shitty fucking person. Like, it's like, well, I'm so used to like, people like to fucking use that like, oh, like porn teaches like men to be really shitty and terrible to women. I'm like, no, it's shitty men are going to be shitty fucking men.
Yep.
And they watch porn, that they watch fucking anything and it makes them, they play video games, it makes them shitty. They do anything. They watch sports games, makes like anything makes them fucking shitty. Like that's just who they are. But like this catalyst. And then of course, all of that fucking brunt falls on all of these sex workers who are predominantly women, like who are getting the shit for it. Ugh, this makes me like a different level of raging mad.
Yeah.
Because it is one thing to have prejudice and preconceived notions and your own biases about people and shit, but it's another thing to double down on not having them while you're actively doing that. Like you just need to own up to, okay, no, I do have some issues here and I need to like look at all of this stuff and I need to do more research on, is porn addiction real? I need to do more research on like why porn is like very natural and healthy and has nothing to do with like issues in my relationship. And if he has other issues that he needs to deal with, he should be going to therapy and not a religious fucking associated like therapist. Like,
which we don't know if that's what he's doing, but
no, not at all. But that's just like most therapists should like, if you're, again, it's like my therapist compared it, and I'm not addicted. I want to say I'm not addicted to porn. Moss not addicted to porn. I just asked her because it was after we had some other fucking call about porn addiction and I had therapy like 2 days later. No, it was when we did Wednesdays because I had therapy on a Wednesday. And it was, she said it kind of like weed, how if someone comes to her and they have an addiction, like they're addicted to weed. And she's like, well, there are no addictive you're not addicted to those. There's no properties in that. That's going to make you,
what's going on.
There's something else that you're addicted to, essentially escapism or something else. But like, she's like, I don't address it like I would if someone was talking to me about like narcotics.
Yeah.
I feel so fucking bad for this girl. I wonder if she knows that they are sending around.
I think she does.
Yeah.
Because like dudes,
they're probably
like
not
that,
slick at all.
Yeah. They're like teeheeing in the corner.
Redirect this energy. Redirect this energy to be, hey, I don't know. Did she give you guys consent to talk about this stuff? Did she talk to you about it? Or did you and find that because
she probably also like doesn't go by this, like she has a stage name and then her actual name, and that dude was probably already a fan of hers.
Yep.
And he recognized her.
Yeah. You need to redirect your energy to protecting her from your boyfriend and his friends and like the shit that they're talking and like just the work environment that they're creating for when she's trying to go to her fucking job every day versus trying to protect your boyfriend from her because she's hot and does porn.
Time for Don't Blame Them, which is kind of on the same subject.
Oh, God.
So this is from episode 10 of season 6. And the caller and their partner escaped from a cult. And we were told that the partner watched porn and it made the caller upset. And so here's someone calling with similar experience.
This is like, we do this at least once a year where we have a porn call, and that's when people are like, I'm out.
Yep.
And also, I don't even watch porn. Like, I just need to say that. Like, I don't even watch porn. I'm also so fucking insecure. Like, it is fucking possible for you to be.
Yeah, you don't watch porn, but like, you don't eat bread either, but you're not out here like talking shit about
no,
bread.
No, but I just mean in the sense that like I'm not like this like highly confident person that I'm like, oh, I'm like not like, I get it. Like, but just you have to do your kind of research and understanding about it if that's it. But like, it's not mutually exclusive that like you're an insecure person and you don't enjoy porn, which means then like other people and your partner's watching porn makes you feel bad. Like, it shouldn't, like, the only time is if it gets in the way of your, like, they don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
And I'm calling in response to the We Grew Up in a Cult episode, and about the girl who grew up in a cult. So I'm an ex-Mormon. I used to be part of Mormonism, which a lot of ex-members consider to be a cult and call it a cult. And I don't know whether that girl grew up in Mormonism or just another cult that has the same kind of teachings about sex, but it all felt very familiar. And what I wanted to say that I think would be useful for her to hear is that her husband's partner, I can't remember the pronouns, I swear she used both. What they are probably getting out of the experience of, you know, exploring their sexuality on their own is this sense of reclaiming their sexuality, because in those sort of puritanical belief systems like Mormonism and whatever other cults, where there's so many shame-based teachings around sex, you're taught that, you know, your sexuality belongs to your husband or wife. And I think it's really damaging to never get to like feel like your sexuality is your own, you know. And so my sense, given that she said they were having regular sex and that she had told him to come to her if he was feeling horny, yeah, I would imagine that's what he's getting out of it, is reclaiming his sexuality as his own. But maybe not. Who knows? Love the podcast. You guys have been killing it. Bye.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a great point.
Like, they don't necessarily want to go to their partner for sex when they're horny, because their sexuality is about them. They want it for themselves.
Good That's point. Like the epitome of reclaiming your sexuality. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it that way. Either. That it's like, even with your partner, that still involves somebody else. And like, especially they've been like longtime partners, even if it's not traditional in like what they're, whatever the terms that like the cult or religion, like what they would call that. Even if it's not that, it kind of, it mm-hmm. looks like that, like it mm-hmm. kind of mimics that. And so like trying to get away from that while still like actively participate, like that makes total sense to me. That is it for our episode. We hope you guys enjoyed. If you want to call in for an upcoming one, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to listen to our show ad-free, hit us up over on Stitcher Premium. Leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. And if you want video, or if you just want to support our current show so we don't have to start a GoFundMe, please join us over on Patreon. We are also doing some fun live streams there. We're having the resurgence of our Patreon community. And you know us. The Facebook group is open for new members. And we have a link for that in the description. And as we always say, the group is not for everybody. This podcast is for, I would say this podcast is, if you want to listen to this podcast, listen to this podcast. We'd love to have you. But for the Facebook group, it is not a parasocial relationship. There are no, you don't just read what everyone's saying and, you know, relate to it in your head and all of that. It's involved. It's much more of a community. Think of it like a group project. Mm-hmm. And if you're not contributing to the group project, you're going to be kicked out. Yeah. And if you don't share our belief system, harsh truth, you're not in the group. Can't, this is not because it's, we are not, there are certain things that we do not debate in the group and we keep it a safe place. So
good luck.
May the odds be ever in your favor. And once you get in there, I will, it is a, like, you jump through fucking hoops and y'all waited for so fucking long for us to even open it up again. But even just the, like, the post before that it, like, got reopened up of people being like, oh God, I'm so, like, I'm nervous for new people to come in. Like, mm-hmm. It is appreciated by the people who are in there. Like, it's, it will not go unnoticed that, like, oh wow, this is different than other Facebook groups I've been in.
Yep. All right. That's it, guys.
Okay. We will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Don't Blame Me is a production by me, executive produced by Melissa DeMonts, edited by Katrina Henning, and music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.